This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, Phil Zepeda and I welcome Dodie Hickey, Mario Serrano, and Cookie Krupa to discuss how parishes, schools, and corporations across Cook and Lake counties have come together again in inspiring ways to continue the celebration of giving and help families in need this Christmas.
Hey, so we'll kind of go around here and ask you all questions. Dodie, let's start with you. Talk to us about how long you have been involved with Catholic Charities Celebration of Giving.
Well, I've been a longtime supporter of Catholic Charities. And personally, my family has sponsored families in the past, but we brought the Celebration of Giving program to the school 3 years ago. This was our third year doing it. So it's been wonderful.
Talk to us about, there's a long history that I recognize with Saints Joseph and Francis Xavier being involved with the Celebration of Giving. Can you give us a little bit of a history lesson about the work of the parish and the school in this effort?
So our school community has taken on this program in the last 3 years, where every classroom sponsors a family. So that results in 28 families getting sponsored by our students and their families.
That's so amazing, Dodie. I'm proud to be a parishioner at Saints Joseph and Francis Xavier along with you. And I know that you are such an awesome organizer and leader in this. But when you mention about 28 families being sponsored, that's really a school-wide awareness of the needs of Catholic Charities clients, but also the joy that's found in this program, right?
Absolutely. And it really takes, I think, every student, every family on our St. Francis campus is involved. That, you know, you're going to be hearing about it from your room parents. You're going to be encouraged to sign up every day of the week. We collect gifts. Children are just bringing in gifts. And a lot of things are a lot of need gifts, as we know, you know, so things that our kids would never ask for Christmas, like, you know, a winter coat or a pillow. So I think it's just such a wonderful way for all these students and families just to see the real need at the beginning of the Christmas season.
And for those who may not be aware, what happens is families who are Catholic Charities clients fill out a wish list of the, and they list the names and the ages of all the family members and what, you know, those children or what those adults might like for Christmas. And as you said, Dodie, oftentimes the things that they ask for are the most basic needs: hats, gloves, boots, you know, things that many of us would be so grateful to have, you know, in our closets easily. These folks have none of, and so it's so inspiring that you and the each class at Saints Joseph and Francis Xavier School gets to see these family members and really identify them. And by the time that Celebration of Giving is done, all the students probably feel like they really get to know the family. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think when, especially as a mother, when you're going with your children to buy something and you say, this family is asking for diapers for Christmas, it just puts everything in perspective, you know, and sort of guiding our children to know what's important. And I just think that the Celebration of Giving is such a great name for it, because it just reminds you what the Christmas season and the Christmas spirit is all about. So it just feels really good to contribute in that way.
Let's turn it over to Mario. Mario, give us your depiction. How long have you been involved with the Celebration of Giving?
Okay. Well, Phil, Katie, thanks a lot for inviting me.
Of course.
I've been involved since about 2016, 2017. I was more or less just a volunteer coordinator. I wasn't the main coordinator until about 2019.
And that's at St. Alphonsus Parish.
Pretty much like since then.
St. Alphonsus Parish, an amazing parish. I'm a neighbor parish at St. Andrew.
Nice.
St. Alphonsus, talk to us about their history or anything that you know about their longtime involvement with the Celebration of Giving.
It's been going on since about 2003, I believe. Our old DRE, Kathy Crino, was kind of like laid down like the blueprint of like exactly like how to run it. It's like, so basically I've just been like copying her playbook like for like years. So
well, that's all it takes. And you know, the celebration of giving, there's so many ways for people to, you know, align with that and really rally a parish around helping people in need.
Are you finding, Mario, that more people in St. Alphonsus Parish like to bring gifts to a collection at church, or do more of them like to go to our online wish lists, you know, through our toy vendors and just send things directly from the online source? What are you finding at St. Alphonsus?
A little bit of both. I help put the bulletin and the newsletter together for St. Alphonsus. So I always have the link in for the wish list online. But I've actually found like majority of our people like to bring in like the gifts. So.
Well, and yep. I know you do so much more for the parish beyond celebration of giving. How do you weave support, you know, requests for the celebration of giving into all the other activities going on in the parish in December?
Really, basically, it's just like building like a culture of, you know, like stewardship, like time, talent, treasure. There's just basically just opening hearts. You know, like there's, you know, and we get it. Like there's a lot of like hardships in this world. You know, so we just, you know, we do our best. I guess that's all I could say.
Well, it's beautiful and it's simple, but it's important work, Mario. And we're grateful for your involvement. Let's turn it over to Cookie. So, Cookie, we haven't forgotten about you. Loyola University has generously participated in the celebration of giving for many years. How and when did you get involved with the program?
Well, actually, I tried researching to see how long Loyola has been involved, and seems like a lot of people have left that can't quite remember exactly when we got going. But I've been actively involved for like the past 10 years. And I've been the coordinator for like the last 5 years.
So, and beautiful, beautiful work and the opportunity to engage young adults in this type of work. How are you publicizing this effort up at Loyola?
Okay, first of all, for us, Loyola Gives is only for faculty and staff.
Oh, it's for faculty
and staff. Our
students
have a ton of other opportunities, and they're very good about donating and about giving of their time. But for faculty and staff, sometimes we don't have an opportunity to do that as a group. So we limit it just to faculty and staff. There is an email that goes out to all faculty and staff called Inside Loyola. So I send that email out usually around September, and I'll put a link to a Google Doc, and I'm asking if you can take a family. So you have to decide like how much you can spend. And that will tell you what size family. So say you can gather $400, you'll ask for a family size of four. So I also, at the same time, take the year before's list of people who participated, and I send them an email with a link. Then I have an end time for that. And then when that time comes, I send that information into Catholic Charities, and they assign families right to each department.
Would love to hear from you. Last final question from each of you. If you can really, do you have a quick memory to share about your involvement with the celebration of giving? You know, what's your go-to story that might be really brief that you might want to share with our audience? Dodie, let's start with you.
Well, just in general, I think, you know, the week where we're collecting gifts and we're hustling and packing them up and, you know, it's kind of stressful. And when that truck pulls up and you fill it up and it drives away, you just think, wow, it really is so rewarding to think that you really have changed this Christmas season and maybe filled some people with some hope. So that's just what we love.
That's
about
beautiful.
Beautifully
that,
said.
The closure that comes with the program and the truck driving away. Mario, how about yourself? Any memories come to mind?
There's like so many, to be honest. One particular one this year, I was talking with a parishioner who came in, and she brought a little doll as a gift, and it specifically asked for a chubby doll because the recipient has Down syndrome, so she wanted a doll that looked like her. Uh-huh. So I just thought that was amazing that you know this woman came in with like you know and she was so she was so happy, like, you know, to get this doll for the slow crawl. So
what a great story. Heartwarming. And yeah, we are close to Down syndrome in our family too. So I'm bringing that one home to my wife if she's not already listening. And Cookie, how about yourself? Bring us home with a great story.
Sure. Like I mentioned before, it's always fun when you gather these gifts. Like when we do the Lakeshore, which is the campus that I actually work on, I order like 3 or 4 extra large pizzas. I invite everybody from my staff down and we have a great time. We play Christmas music. People are bringing in gifts and they're so excited to show you how much they brought. Like this year we had some bikes, we had a radio flyer wagon, and then it was a joy to work with the Rambler Brotherhood, who is that group of young men who took all those gifts out and loaded that truck. Was absolutely packed. It was great.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And these two parishes and Loyola, just wonderful stories of great involvement on this extraordinary volunteer effort around the holiday seasons. We're grateful to you, Cookie and Dodie and Mario, for sharing your stories on this inspiring show today. You've helped the celebration of giving really come alive on this program with these stories that you've shared and for our listeners. And you've helped us all remember the true meaning of Christmas, giving selflessly to others in celebration of Christ's birth and in gratitude for the many blessings we have in our lives.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.